Right, guys, welcome to an episode of The Mess Mixologist. I've had to make a quick and undercover jaunt down to France. And as we've discussed before, I like to use local artisan ingredients when I can. Beautiful selection of French spirits, French wines, champagnes. One thing that's always intrigued me though, and it seems to be a thing in French supermarkets, is their beautiful selection of premium spirits in the end. I think today we're going to go and make an amaretto sour of this beautiful premium Luxardo amaretto sold in this expensive single-use plastic packaging. I'll see you in a bit. Hey guys, welcome to the Mess Mixologist. As mentioned, muffled through my face mask, we're down in the south of France, French Coast Riviera. You can see we're at Port Vauban in Antibes. And as I have jaunted down here very quickly, I've cobbled together an amaretto sours for you. So, as I said, these always intrigue me in the French supermarkets, these horrid little pre-packaged bottles. I don't know why you put a bottle in more plastic packaging and hang it, but they do. So we've got our amaretto sours. We'll put that down there for a minute. Right, so let's get to it. We've got our cup. Generally, I wouldn't use a disposable Heineken cup. We need to shorten that because normally you'd use a little tumbler. So let's make something posh for today. Right, so a tumbler, whiskey tumbler. There we go. Let's pop that there. So into our shaker. We're going to put 60 mils of amaretto. This is the ultimate in luxury Luxardo amaretto. God knows why they're making that. All I've ever known them make is Zambuca, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So let's chuck 60 into here. We'll be a bit generous. There we go. We need about 30 mils of fresh lemon juice. So we're going to squeeze this in. I found a fork, so we're just going to get the rest of the juice out in place of a juicer with a fork. In it goes. I will be cleaning up all the rubbish when I leave. We need an egg white. One egg white, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters. The only bottle to make itself famous from having a label that's too big that then becomes its signature sign. And some ice, carefully packaged in our IKEA bag. Normally I wouldn't use ice, but I mean, we're on the port, there's nothing else I can use here. Chuck them in. Place of a fine strainer, I found a sieve in a local shop. Things I do for you guys, right, and then a good shake. Then we're going to strain that out. That. Cheap, nasty cocktail shaker. Up she goes. We're going to strain to get rid of the ice. The ice can just go there, that's natural, that's fine. Back in. Another dry shake always being without ice. What we want is that nice foam on the top of this. Let's get the top off, and then again we're going to strain those beautiful almond smells coming through. You've probably seen it served like this in Saint-Tropez or some of the best bars in London. Again, we can put that down there, and then we're going to garnish a nice lemon slice. The garnish is always important. And that, my friends, is a last minute amaretto sour in Port Vauban on tea. Cheers. Do you know what? Tastes better than I expected. See you next week on the Mess Mixologist.